I'll restart it again because I'm doing voice recording. Based on this is again, maybe after some time I'm going to ask Jennifer to share that dream. But she saw a dragon and she saw an eagle, and the dragon wanted to attack the eagle, but the eagle was trying to protect something. So as she closely observed, she saw that the eagle was protecting a horse, and the horse was giving birth. So she saw something like that. So a few months back, I had the same dream about a dragon, huge dragon, and I had a sword in my hand. I've written this down almost more than a year back, not even a year, 2 years back. I had this dream and I have recorded it. I have it written down. I saw the dragon and attacking. I had a sword in my hand. The fire that's coming out of the mouth of the dragon was so hot that I could not hold the sword in my hand. I dropped the sword. It was so hot, I could not handle the sword. I dropped it. But after some time, the dragon did not have any more fire. It extinguished itself. There was no more fire coming out of the mouth of the dragon. And I looked for the sword. The sword was lying down there. And I picked it up. And this time the sword was longer and more sharper. It was polished and it grew. The sword grew and it was not hot anymore. And I thrust the sword into the neck of the dragon. And the dragon was killed instantly, and I woke up with a start. So I slashed the dragon. In my dream, I remember I slashed the dragon and cut it into pieces. So what I'm trying to tell you is a spiritual force that is operating the economic. So when I'm telling about when I've been talking about the China and America, it's the eagle and the dragon. It's a trade war. The most important thing is a trade war. We all know people who are watching economic news, Economic Times, they know the trade war that's going on. And there's a big battle that's going on, and it's all spiritual. It's not about people. It's not about the people of America. It's not about the people of China. It's about the spirit power that's working. The beast that comes out of the sea. Ezekiel talks about it. Daniel talks about it. Revelation, we talk about it, the beast that comes out of the sea. So even as we are preparing, the world is preparing for the 5G and preparing for the chip, preparing for so many things that the enemy is preparing. Enemy is accelerating, enemy is doing. But the spirit of Elijah, the Bible says Elijah and Enoch will appear again. So this is the generation of Elijah and Enoch. Elijah and Enoch are here right now. So what does Elijah mean? Elijah is a prophetic generation. Enoch is the people who walk with God. People who walk with God. So we are the Enoch, we are the Elijah of this generation. Pastor Joshua Paul, are you telling that there is not going to be Elijah and Enoch? We do not know. But Bible clearly says these two men were in the street. And they appeared, they preached the gospel. And after 300, nobody was able to attack them or kill them. But after 3.5 years, they died. So we don't want to go into it now. But we want to know, I want you to know that we are in the end times. God is raising up the apostolic and the prophetic voice around. So if you heard today's message in the morning, Acts 2:46, which I preached 1 year back, you know for past 10 years, I've been telling about the church is not about the building. We've been saying this again and again and again. We need to reach out to the city. We actually been doing something to reach out to the city, to reach out to the people, go into the media, going to the, let the voice of God that God has given us should be heard. So, but God is, I also spoke about the remnant rising. It is on my iPod, it is on my, Apple Podcast. In one of my podcasts, I speak about remnant rising. So please listen to it. So God is raising up a remnant. This is I'm summarizing it. Enoch and Elijah rising up. The eagles and the dragons are conflicting, which is the trade war that is going on right now. God is dividing the sheep nation and the goat nation. Listen, I don't want to go deeper, but I won't giving you the highlights. I'm giving you the headlines, the sheep nation and the goat nation. So if you're taking down notes, write down these highlights and you find out, you study about it, make a research, Google, because God doesn't want you to be ignorant of the schemes of the enemy. On one hand, we need to know what the devil is doing, but not to bring fear into us, not to bring ignorance into us, not to bring doubt or worry, but it is to prepare us. It is to prepare us to what the Holy Spirit is doing. So I want you to understand. Hello? Somebody's mic is on. Sudhira, wait a minute. Joyna, can you ask Sudhira to mute her mic? I can do it here. But it's not happening. Okay. 1 second. She's in the clinic right now. She's in the clinic? Oh, okay. I'll mute now.
Okay, you can mute all the mics.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Yeah. Mute all. And mute my audio. Mute. Now, I don't know. Just mute. Hello. Yeah, I can hear me. So, that's good enough. Wait a second. Oh yeah, it's mute. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is, this one also I need to, my Joshua Paul, where's Joshua Paul? Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is that God is preparing a prophetic generation. God is preparing a prophetic generation, prophetic voice. There is something that we need to do. It's not that we just, you know, put our hands down or lift our hands and let God do what he wants to do. We don't have to do anything. No, we have to play an active role. Holy Spirit cannot work on planet Earth without us. We are the body. He is the head. Okay, Jesus is the head and we are the body. Colossians 1st chapter, it says we are in him and he is in us and he is preeminent. He has supremacy and he works through the body, the church. So we are the church. God is raising the universal church. Listen, from China, the voice of the martyrs, the blood of the martyrs is crying out. Innocent children being killed, being slaughtered. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. So God is going to bring vengeance. God is going to pour out his anger. God is going to pour out his wrath. The trumpet is going to be blown. I always say I'm not a prophet of doom and gloom. I'm a prophet who make you bloom and zoom. But now I want you to know that there is going to be doom. The season of doom has begun on planet Earth. I'm not telling things are going to get better. I'm sorry about this. I need to say what God is saying. Things are going to get worse. Things are going to get worse for the world, not for us. But if we are worldly minded, it will become worse for us. But if we are godly minded, heavenly minded, God is going to be our protection. So in this Malachi 4th chapter, Malachi prophesies, God will make the difference between those who serve him and who don't serve him. Those who serve God and those who don't serve God. Now you cannot say, I'm just a believer, I'm not called to serve. No, we are all called to serve. Jesus said the Son of Man came not to be served, to serve. If Jesus came to serve and we are the body of Jesus, we are called to serve. Serving is not some full-time job. No, serving is full-time serving Jesus. I hope you understand. Serving is not ministry. Serving is not doing something in the pulpit or no. Serving is doing what God has called us to do. Serving is being his voice, you know, being a hands and feet. Serving is obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So serving is, you know, somebody asked me, are you a full-time pastor, full-time servant or part-time servant? I asked him, are you a full-time Christian or a part-time Christian? If you are a full-time Christian, you're a full-time servant of God. If you are, there is no part-time disciple. You have either you're a full-time disciple or no disciple at all. There is no middle ground. You are a full-time follower of Jesus, full-time disciple of Jesus, full-time servant of God. Whether you're working in the bank, whether you're working in the hospital, whether you're working in the school, whether you're working in the politics or government, you are a servant of God. Number one, you are a servant of God. You're a child of God in your workplace. Now the buildings are gone, the church buildings are gone, the everything is gone. There's no more hiding in the church. Church was a place where Christians were hiding. Now the hiding is gone. Thank God. Hiding place is gone. Now you have to serve God in your workplace 24/7. You cannot hide inside the church building. Praise God. Church building is going to be used only for recording, only for media, only for training purpose, only for equipping purpose. It's a place of logistics. Listen to me carefully. Church building is a place of logistics where we can have equipment, where we can store things which need to be supplied to the whole world. Church building is going to be a place, a supply center. I repeat again, a place. It's going to be a godown. What is another word for godown? Hands? Godown, you know, the store. What do you call it? Storehouse?
Storehouse.
Okay. Storehouse. It's going to be a place, warehouse. Yeah, warehouse. So it's going to be a warehouse. That's the right word. You know, where we are going to store food, where we are going to store clothes for people, where we are going to store, things people need. So church building is not a place where we can all hide. No, our place is out there in the field, preaching the gospel in the field. What is your field? Jesus said, when I come back, I will hope the Son of Man finds people working in the field. Talks about the field. What is your field? Field is the place where you work. Ministry is not in the church building, please. Ministry is in your office. Ministry is in your home. Number one, the first place of ministry is your home. God is building the home, family altar, every house. Didn't I tell you for 10 years that you are the pastor of your own house? You're the priest for your own house. You have to be in your own house, gather your children, pray. You have to worship, conduct the worship every day in your home. Yes, now see, it has happened. You don't have to wait for a pastor to do it on Sunday. You have to do it every day. And those people who were trained for past so many years by seeing the pastor, now it's your turn. It's your turn to do it at home. Yes, so your home is your number one place of ministry. Is the number one place where you bring, you host the presence of God. This is a very strong prophetic word. Your home is a place where you host the presence of God. And number two, your office is a place where you carry the presence of God. You download the presence of God in your home, not in the church. In your home, you download the presence of God in worship with your family. As you pray with your family, you download the presence of God. You worship the Lord. You host the presence of God. You host the presence of God. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. What is this telling? Jerusalem is your home, your hometown. Judea, among your workplace colleagues. Samaria, even among those who don't believe, unbelievers. Judea, believers. Samaria, unbelievers. Ends of the earth, it's global. What you're doing in your home is going to affect the globe. Because you are an agency of heaven. You are a receptacle. You are a receiver. You're a transmitter. You're a receiver and a transmitter. You see the tower that receives and sends the airwaves. So are you. You're receiving the power of heaven. You're receiving the word from heaven. You're receiving the message from heaven. And you're going to transmit on earth. You're a transmitter. your receiver and a transmitter. Every home, and where you're going to transmit? You're going to transmit the power of God. You're going to transmit the anointing of God. In your office, people are going to feel the presence of God. In your office, people are going to be healed. You people are going to be touched. There's power in the presence of God. There's healing in the presence of God. The glory of God lives in us. The healing presence of Jesus lives in us. Jesus, the healer, lives in us. So healing has to happen. When the healer is in us, healing is upon us. And healing flows through us. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So knowing Jesus, Jesus not only preached in Matthew 10 very clearly. It says, let's read that verse, Matthew 10. Matthew 10. I forgot whether the 40 minutes is over. It is still continuing. Stalin told me, don't worry, Pastor, it will go on. It will not stop. Is that right, Stalin?
Pastor, it will auto disconnect, but
we can talk in the same way. But it's been now more than 1 hour. I'm still talking.
Praise God.
It didn't disconnect. I don't know why. Oh, is it? Whoa. I didn't see because I was closing my eyes and I'm talking. There was a time limit and it was taken off, is it? Because it says 57 minutes already. Yeah. I've been speaking for 57 minutes. I forgot about the 40 minutes thing. You got two. Okay, Tracia. We got two times without limit, is it? Okay, thank you, Tracia. Tracia says that it continues two times without limit. Okay, thank you. I did not know because I'm doing this for the first time. Normally, we use someone's account, but today I thought I would just do it. So let's read Matthew 10. Matthew 10. Something very powerful that the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, this message is so relevant for today. It is like the voice of God coming to us. And I've explained this many times earlier. God is living in one realm. We are living in one realm. We are living in the human realm. God is in the spirit realm. So God can hear our voice, but we cannot hear His voice in the human realm. But we can hear His voice only in the spirit realm. So we cannot hear God's voice in the human realm by ourselves. But if God chooses to speak to us through our ears, He can speak to us. It's up to Him. It's not up to us. But we, by ourselves, cannot speak to God in the human realm. We cannot speak to God in the human realm. We have to speak to God in the spirit realm. In the same way, we can hear God 24/7 in the spirit realm. Is that clear? So, if God wants to speak to us, He speaks to us in the spirit. And from the spirit, it comes to our heart, to our mind, to our understanding. So God is in another realm. God is a spirit and we are in the natural realm. We are the human realm. And God keeps speaking, but we need to tune ourselves to hear His voice in the spirit realm. So this is God speaking very clearly and we need to, God has spoken to us through the word. Okay, Matthew 10. Jesus summoned to Him His 12 disciples. See, this is so powerful. I hope the Holy Spirit opens your eyes of understanding. I believe that the Holy Spirit gives us a clear revelation. He gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, to cure all kinds of sickness and disease. I'm reading from the Amplified. all kinds of weakness and infirmity, and these are the names of the disciples. And he said, go to the lost sheep of Israel, verse 6. And then he also says, when you go, preach, the kingdom is at hand, verse 7. Matthew 10, verse 7, preach. And then he said, verse 8, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons. Without pay, freely you received, freely you shall give. So when God gave the commission to his disciples to preach, he included, not the word, he included casting out demons and healing the sick. You cannot separate preaching is for few people, healing is for few people, deliverance for few people. No, all three are included. It's a package. Yeah, it's a package. It's a package. Say the word package. Package. Yes. No, you don't have to use the mic. You can say it. I can read your lips. Package. Yeah. I can read your lips. Package. It's a package. 3-in-1 package. You cannot separate it. Please. What God has put together, let no man separate it. Some people say, I'm only called to preach. I'm not called to preach. I'm not called for anything. I'm only called by Him. I'm called to be a disciple. I chose to become a disciple. If you are a disciple, these three things belong to you by default. It has been given. It's not only for Pastor Benny Hinn or only for Pastor Bonke or Derek Prince. No. They found out they're doing it. Derek Prince was in the military, UK military. He's a military man. When he found out that God has given him the opportunity to become a disciple of Jesus, he realized being a disciple means not only preaching and teaching, but to cast out demons and heal the sick. It was included in the package, and he used the package. And God said, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he was rewarded. So we also will be asked. We have to give account. You cannot say it's the work of the pastor. No, everyone is called to cast out demons, heal the sick, and preach the gospel. It is a complete package. How did you receive salvation? Did you receive salvation by Google? Or did you receive salvation by Swiggy? Or did you receive salvation by ordering? No, it is by faith. It is not your own. It's by the faith, and it is the grace of God. I don't know why I'm shouting. It is the grace of God. For emphasis, I'm shouting. It's the grace of God. Somebody say the word grace of God. Grace of God. It's a grace. It's a grace. None of us deserve it. Nobody has special qualification to receive salvation. Nobody has special qualification to receive salvation. In the same way, you don't need special qualification to cast out demons and heal the sick. It is included in your salvation. It blew my mind when I read this, when I heard this again and again. I'm reading Matthew 10. I said, Jesus clearly said, Jesus sent out these 12, charging them. He sent. When God sends, He spends. When God sends, He will spend for you. Wow. When God guides, God provides. He commissioned the 12 disciples. He said, go. He summoned the 12 disciples, gave them power and authority over unclean spirit. Now what is corona? It's just an ugly spirit. It's an ugly spirit, blown out of proportion. Listen, the snake that was in the Garden of Eden became a dragon in the book of Revelation. How? It was feeding on the media. What we feed the demon, it makes it grow. It was feeding on human flesh. What did God tell the snake, the serpent? You will feed on the dust. You'll eat the dust. What is the dust? Human flesh. What is human flesh? our own thoughts, our words, human flesh, our ego, our self. So the more and more we are self-oriented and we base our life on the theology or what people say, what people, what you hear, the enemy becomes blown out of proportion. But then, if you are led by the Spirit of God, if you are filled in the power of the Holy Spirit, you have crucified yourself. You have crucified yourself. Crucified yourself. Believe in the power and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your old man has been crucified. Today's message was so powerful. I heard it. I was so revitalized, so recharged, so renewed. In the Passion Translation, John 4:24, it's who you are. What is worship? It is who you are. It's not what we do. It's who we are. From John 4:24, I jump straight to Ephesians 4:24. It says we are recreated. We were recreated. It doesn't say we are. Remember, I believe in process, but we were already processed in the mind of God and brought into enactment on earth after our birth. So God already prepared, made provision before the foundation of the world. God made provision before the foundation of the world that we are supposed to have His image, His likeness. That talks about the spirit person. Spirit person. Please understand the word spirit person. Not talking about your mind. Throw your mind in the garbage. It's not talking about the mind. Not talking about your soul. Not talking about your body. It's talking about the spirit person. The Christ in you. The hope of glory. Christ in you. The spirit person. The person called Christ. The man called Christ. God made man in His image and likeness. What is that man? It's not the body. It's a spirit. Man is a spirit. Joshua, calm down. Joshua, calm down. Relax. Oh. I don't know why I'm so hyper. Please get this message. Listen to today's message again. I'm so hyper. Man is a spirit. So He created the spirit person, not the body. But we are only worried about the body, the food we eat, the corona outside, mask inside. Oh my God, what's going on? We're worried about the sickness, worried about the disease. Your spirit man cannot be contaminated. Your spirit man needs this body. And this body needs the spirit man. So till the purpose of God is accomplished, executed, this body cannot be corrupted. God will not see your body being corrupted. Only you can allow. There's only one person who can allow corruption. Only one person who can allow sickness and disease is your mind. So that's why the devil wants to feed your mind with negatives. He's bombarding those messages through the media to corrupt our mind. Once our mind is corrupted, your spirit is corrupted. Finished. Your purpose is corrupted. Your purpose is blocked. The devil is accelerating. The devil is leveraging. Leverage. He's a strategist. Devil is a strategy. He's planned it all. He's planned it all. It's a package. Devil has a package. God gave us a package. Preaching, healing, and deliverance. Devil has a package. Lies, lies, and lies. Deception. So God has made provision for us before the foundation of the world that we will be born in such and such time like this. And He has given us everything we need. We don't have to ask Him, Lord, give me. No, He is such a good Father. He's a good, good Father. He's a good, good Father. He has made stock. He has made provision. He has stocked. He has made warehouse go down. He has made a full, complete stock, prepared everything for us before the foundation of the world. So that's my message, my dear people, that God is not scratching his head, oh no, Corona is extended for another 40 days. What am I going to do? No, God is not scratching his head. He is laughing. He's laughing. God is laughing, and we need to laugh. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We have to laugh with God. We have to laugh with God. I hope you understand what I'm saying. We just have to laugh at the devil. The devil is defeated. The devil loses power the moment you understand that God is supreme. Listen, 1/3 of the angels fell. 2/3 are still with us. That's why the angels only over the planet Earth. Why we are, why I am so scared. I am, because I'm thinking everything through my mind. Processing through my mind, I get scared. If I process in the spirit, as long as I'm in the spirit, I'm not afraid. But the moment I move from my spirit to natural thinking, boom. So God has made provision. He wants, look at Daniel, 127 countries, God prospered Daniel. If God can prosper Daniel, he will prosper you in your office. God prospered Joseph. Joseph prospered during time of famine. Show me one of the prophet in the Bible who was struggling for food, struggling for finance, struggling for anything during the time of famine. During the time of famine, Isaac reaped hundredfold. This is the time you must be having salary increase. This is the time you must be having more money. More money. More finance. This is the time where you, the same God who provided you this job and the salary, will he diminish his blessing? No. I repeat the same sentence which I've been saying. The job that you have is not because you're intelligent. It's because of the favor of God. The job that you have is because of the favor of God. And the job does not determine your salary. Job does not determine your financial status. Your job does not determine. Please do me one favor. Go to YouTube. Type Miles Monroe. Okay, I'll send you the link. I don't know which one is the message. Crisis. Something about crisis. He speaks about crisis. Okay. He talks about the work of a man. Has anybody seen that message of Miles Monroe?
Yes, it's
there. Which one is that? He talks about, I'll send this to you. This is so powerful, so powerful. He talks about the difference between job and work. It's a men conference in T.D. Jakes Church. Anybody remembers? Who's got it? Okay. My phone.
Employment versus deployment.
No, no, not that one. My face off. Okay. It's so important. The point I'm trying to emphasize is your work is being assigned by God. And when you are doing your work, the blessing of the Lord, the financial blessing, the supernatural blessing, the favor of God is irreversible. It cannot be canceled. It will not be affected by the circumstances, the situation, the political situation, the economical situation cannot affect your blessing, your salary, your work. If you're doing it as a job, then we go through recession. I repeat, if you're doing your work as a job, you go through recession. But if you're doing it as a call of God, God put you there, it is a calling of God, you will not have recession, but you will have progression. I preached this in Dubai, and so many people got salary increase, they got promotion during the time of recession in Dubai. I believe the same word. Why? Because they understood the principle behind it. The principle, we need to understand the principle. So the what am I trying to emphasize? That God planned your destiny, God planned your birth, God planned your family members at this time, that you should accomplish what God wants to do. In this time of corona season, God has a greater plan, and He can accomplish it only through us. So we have to accomplish it in this season. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Did anybody get it? Miles Monroe, Men's Conference. Okay, is it the character? No, Men's Conference. Okay. He preaches in the TD Jakes Church. I'll send you this link later. It talks about, of course, it is for men, but also women can. Okay, this is it. It's called Why Men Need Visions and Dreams. Why Men Need Visions and Dreams. Write this down. Why Men Need Visions and Dreams by Miles Monroe. Please listen to this message. Talks about the vision, talks about the provision, talks about the role. Miles Monroe died long time back, but he left a legacy. He finished his job, the work that God told him to do, he finished it. But his messages speak to this current season. There's one more about crisis, there's one more about visions and dreams. So the prophetic word, the prophetic word spoken by Smith Wigglesworth, spoken by Kim Clement, John Paul Jackson, Bob Jones, all the prophets who spoke, they spoke about this season that we are living. Maybe many of them are not living, they've died, they've gone to heaven, they're watching us from heaven. But we have to finish the work that God has given us. We have to. So I want to encourage you this evening. Do not be alarmed. Do not be discouraged. Do not be in any way shaken up. Don't base your life on what is happening in your life. Your life is just a small pixel in the bigger screen. It's the bigger picture. You are just a small pixel in the plan of God. A small pixel cannot affect the plan of God. But God's plan will affect you. So be not molded, be not conformed to the world, be not tossed hither and thither. Do not be carried away. Ephesians 4th chapter verse 22 to 31. Please read it. Ephesians 4th chapter 22 to 31. Do not, in Message translation and in Passion translation. Please do not read New King James, King James, NIV. You will not get the essence of it. It's like you cannot have the fish, it's the Coke that is expired. So some of these translations are meant for those people at that time. But now you go for the new Coke, new product, new translation, which gives us so much revelation. New wine will be poured into new wineskin. So read this chapter, and I hope I will come back to talk to you all again. I hope I made some sense. I'm going to listen to what I spoke again because I'm learning a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Lawrence, thank you. One person understood what I said. Anybody else? Hello, wave your hands. Okay, thank you. If you understood what I said, we're going to spend some time in prayer. So God has planned everything for us. You don't have to use your brain. Today, I woke up with this thought. God doesn't need my brain. It's a very crazy thought. Crazy thought. I woke up with a crazy thought, 5 o'clock in the morning. God doesn't need my gifts. I said, this must be the devil speaking to me. I rebuked the devil in the name of Jesus. I said, it was a beautiful thought. I said, God, can you explain that? He said, do you think I depend on you? Do you think I need your gift? Do I think I need your ability? Do I think I need anything of yours? Do you think I need your brain to get my work done? No. I will get my work done with my brain. I just need your body. That includes your brain. Your brain has to be submitted to his brain. I repeat it again for those who don't understand English. Your brain has to be submitted to his brain. Please don't use your brain. You will be drained. Please don't use your brain. You will be drained. We will get drained. I keep thinking about this, I get drained. Then the Holy Spirit said, I don't need you to use your brain. I am the head. You are my body. Is it disconnected? Who's crying? Somebody's baby is crying. Please get food for that baby. Okay, so I'm so glad to talk to you all. So what did you understand today? Very simple, one line. If you didn't understand the old message, write only one line. Don't, what? Please, what? Brain, can somebody repeat? Brain, something about brain? Please don't use your brain. It may drain. So God has got everything planned for us. We just have to cooperate. Listen to the word, cooperate, not self-operate. Cooperate with Him. We are co-heirs. We are co-stewards. We are stewards of His grace. We are stewards, faithful steward. God is looking only for faithful servant, stewards, not faithful boss, faithful owners. We don't own anything. He is the owner. We don't own anything. We don't own anything. He owns me. So I don't have to do anything. He will do. I just have to follow the lead. I have to follow Him. I have to be a steward of what God has given me. He doesn't want my gifts. He doesn't want me to use my gifts by myself. Those gifts are available to Him. It's up to Him to use it or not use it. John Milton writes his poem on his blindness. He became blind. He could not write anymore. These are the words of John Milton. They that stand and wait also serve God. They that stand and wait. There are millions and millions and millions and millions of angels who just stand and wait in His presence. They also serve God. What a beautiful thought. They're not doing anything. They just stand and wait. If you just stand and wait in His presence and say, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're worthy. It's worthy. He's worthy of worship. He's worthy of worship. If we live our whole life just to worship Him, we have done our job. We've done our work. We've done our duty. Whatever extra we're doing, it's extra. We are called to worship. I created these people. I have formed. I created for myself that they may worship me. Isaiah 4, 3, 2, 1. Isaiah 4, 3, 2, 1. Easy to remember, like the password, 4, 3, 2, 1. God created us to worship Him. While we worship Him, He will build His throne. While we worship Him, the power of God will come, the presence of God come. You know, let me leave with this thought. When the Ark of the Covenant went to the house of Dagon, Dagon fell down and broke into pieces. When you download the presence of God, the corona crisis is going to break down and fall into pieces. Just worship is powerful enough to burn the powers of darkness. Worship is powerful enough. The presence of God brought those idols down. This is a demon. It is a demon. If we can come together and worship in one accord, we can bring this crisis down. You and I are supposed to do it. You and I are called to worship Him, not to pray, not to cast out demons or confront demons. No, just worship Him. while we worship Him, the power of God comes upon us, in us, and through us, and destroys this crisis situation. And if you can do it, I can come back home quickly. You don't do it, I'm going to stay in Hans' house. It's a nice place where I'm staying, Hans' apartment, and lovely scenery at the back, and my spirit is so kind of lifted up, and I'm doing this, Zoom. We're going to do it again. I'll let you know when I'm going to do it again. Are you blessed? So would you like to do it again? Amen. So listen, the Ark of the Covenant, meditate on this. In this week, I want you to meditate. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 6th chapter, 5th chapter, 4, 5, 6, 2 Samuel. Okay? Now, I think it's 1 Samuel also. So the Ark of the Covenant was taken, that is in 1 Samuel, to Dagon temple. It was broken. From there, the Ark of the Covenant came to house of Obed-Edom. God blessed the house of Obed-Edom. When you bring the presence of God into your house, you shall be prosperous. God's word will not change. You will be prosperous. You will prosper. Whether corona, no corona. Whether lockdown, no lockdown. Nothing can block down. Nothing can lock down the presence of God. The presence of God. The presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant. Hosting the presence of God. Hosting the presence of God. If you host the presence, you will not get toasted and roasted. You will not get roasted and toasted if you know how to host the presence of God. Obed-Edom brought the ark to his home. Listen, it's again connecting to my message. If you build the altar in your home, God will use you to build the altar in the city. So the Ark of the King David, the job, the assignment of King David is not to rule Israel, but to bring the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom into the city. Into the city, marketplace, political arena. Political arena. God is raising prophets who will bring the Ark of the Covenant into the political arena. This world has to know that Jesus is alive and Jesus alone can bring solution to this corona situation. Jesus alone can bring solution. Only Christ is the only hope. As long as people do not turn to Christ, it's going to go into crisis. It's going to get worse. What happened? When Moses came, there were more plagues. Pharaoh hardened his heart. The world will harden their heart against Jesus. The world will harden their heart because the spirit of Antichrist is already there. But you, his people, we, the body of Christ, will be protected. We will be protected. We will be protected. But our job is to bring the presence of God in the marketplace, into the political area, into the government. We have to prophesy to the government. We have to prophesy from the mountaintop. We have to prophesy. We have to declare and decree the purposes of God. David wrote the Psalms in the presence of God. You're going to write songs in the presence of God. You're going to write songs, release songs in the presence of God. Through songs, through worship, through the gift that God has given us. The worship is the key. Through the gift that God has given us, the presence of God is going to burn down every sickness, every disease. The Matthew 10, the Luke 10 will come into fulfillment in our season, in our generation. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody who's watching, who's been listening, I thank you for stirring up their heart. The God stirred the heart of Zerubbabel. God stirred the heart of Nehemiah. God stirred the heart of Zerubbabel. God stirred up. This is the time when the Spirit of the Lord will stir your heart, says the Lord. My child, the time has come for me to stir you, as I'm going to stir you, as I'm going to stir your spirit. You will rise up with the power of Elijah, you will rise up with the power of Enoch, you will rise up with the spirit of Elijah, you will rise up with the power of Jesus, and you'll proclaim, you'll decree, you'll declare the purposes of God. You'll rise up as a generation of worship. You'll rise up as a generation prophesied in Malachi, those who serve God and those who do not serve God. You will be a generation known to serve the God Almighty with purity of heart, with the power of God, with the holiness of God, with the anointing of God, with the righteousness of God. My spirit will rest upon you. My word will be in your mouth, and you will manifest my power. You will be my manifested sons and daughters. Manifest. The Lord says, I will manifest my power and my glory through you in the marketplaces, in the government, in the nations of the world. And my people will be known. They that know their God shall do exploits. God is telling, I'm going to do exploits through my people. They that know their God. And God says, since they that are known by God will not be exploited, but they will do exploits. I will manifest my power, my glory through you, because you are called for such a time as this. Such a time as this. Do not limit the presence of God to a church setting. Take the limits off. Do not limit the worship to YouTube. And I did not call you to have another event in the YouTube, have another service. God did not call us to have online church. He wants us to have online worship. There's a difference between doing online church service, no different between doing it in a hall and doing it on the online for a specific time. It's all the same. God didn't call us from moving from church to become online church. No, He wants us to be the church and be the voice. He wants us to do worship online and offline. Help us, Lord, to bring the ark. Help us to take the ark to the Dagon's temple to pull down the powers of darkness and bring the ark of the covenant to the house of Obed-Edom, our own homes, and bring the ark of God into the heart of the city. Help us to bring your ark, bring your presence, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's listening. I thank you for the sweet dream that you're going to give them. I speak a spirit of prophecy to come upon them. I speak visions and dreams. I speak supernatural encounters, Holy Ghost encounters. Wake them up in the sleep and speak to them in their sleep. And I pray that you'll speak to them through dreams and visions. Give them revelation, give them encounter, give them everything that they need. You have made all the provision. You have made all the provision. Help us to tap into the provision, tap into the vision, and thank you for helping us to fulfill the Great Commission. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. God bless you. Can you unmute your mic? Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Who's singing happy birthday? Who's singing happy birthday? Who? Ravi, is it your daughter?
Ravi's daughter.
Happy birthday. She thought maybe we are celebrating happy birthday. So good. Okay. So thank you everybody, and I will keep you updated. Stalin will let you know when we are going to meet again. So just be in touch and continue to pray for us and pray for things that's happening. Okay? Yeah. Is there anything anybody wants to say, or we can just close? Everyone is... Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Lawrence. Yeah. Is it in line with what God is speaking to your heart, impressing in your heart, or is it going in opposite direction? Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. True. Thank you, Pastor Stanley, for joining us. Sudhira, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was great joy in the city, Acts 8:8.
Yeah, actually, there's a selling of worship.
It's true
to bring
smile,
not
only to
the
house, but
to the
entire
city.
True. Mm.
So
they're coming
with
you to
share the word.
Right, thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. Keith? Are you blessed? Sudhira, you want to say something? Yeah. Yeah, I'm blessed. Okay. Thank you, Keith. Yeah. Okay, you're still in the clinic? Oh. Oh, you're at home. Initially, okay. Okay, good. Oh, okay. No issues. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. So we will meet again in the middle of the week, or latest by Saturday or Sunday. Sunday evening is okay, right? Sunday evening is okay. So thank you so much. Bye bye. God bless you. Be in touch. You're welcome. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye everybody. Bye.
Bye.
How do you do that? Thank you, Nancy. Yeah. Bye. Say loudly bye. Ravi. Bye. Sing happy birthday. Hi. Hey, look at her. Lawrence, you're feeding the baby or feeding yourself? Hi. Bye-bye, Pastor. That's so sweet. Oh, you're sharing. Okay, sharing is caring. Maria, how's the little one? Yeah, show his face. Oh, he's so cute. So chubby, yeah? So good. So good, so nice. More children. Hi. Hi. Hello. So many children, right? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. God bless you. Take care. You're welcome. Bye-bye. I think I should press this in meeting room. Stupid. First time I'm doing it. Remove the 40-minute time. That will not be future. By upgrade. Who wants to?
No need. Because
yeah.
You don't do it every day.
It's not like every day meeting, right? Right. Good Teresa said that it automatically, how long did I speak? Oh, this is still long. 1 minute.